This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, friends. We're discussing the Gemara in Nedarim. Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis. And we're commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that somebody makes a neder and he asks his friend before Shemitah and he asks his friend in Hana, so then his friend cannot go down into his field and he cannot eat even from the trees hanging over. Presumably that meant that would apply even when Shemitah comes, even when they're no longer in Yerushus. During Shemitah, if you made the neder, your friend cannot go down into your field, but he is allowed to eat from the peros that hang over. He could eat from the fruits that hang over. That's what the Mishnah said. There is a machlokes Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav and Shmuel both hold that if you say, my nechasim are usher to you before Shemitah, he can't go down into his field. He can't eat from the fruits that hang over. And that would be true even though Shemitah came. And the way Rav and Shmuel read the Mishnah is that the reisha of the Mishnah applied even when Shemitah came. However, if you made the neder during Shemitah, you can't go down into the field, but you could eat. In other words, if you made the neder during the Shemitah year, you can't go down into the field, but you could eat the fruits that hang over. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish both held that if you say Nechasai Alecha, before Shemitah, then you can't go down to the field, you can't eat the fruits. Once Shemitah comes, then you can't go down into the field, but he could eat the fruits. And the Gemara says, what is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel versus Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Whether a person could aser something when it's in his rishus for a time that it's no longer in his rishus. That's what it seems the machlokes is. Can a person aser something when it's in his rishus for a time that it's no longer in his rishus? That was the machlokes. And the Gemara had two questions on this. First of all, does anybody hold a person cannot aser something in his rishus for a time that it's in his rishus? Because if that was the machlokes, why would they argue by nechasai, which implies that maybe the reason why you cannot make the neder for later is because at that point in time, it's not yours anymore. It's not a matter about it not being yours. It's a matter about it not being in your rishus. It should even be nechasim elu. And secondly, we learned explicitly in a Mishnah that a person is allowed to aser something for a time that it's not in his rishus. For example, what would an example of that be? If a father said to his son, I aser you to get hana from me, b'chayav uvemaisai, so halacha is emes, the son doesn't yarshin. So this, we see clearly that a person could aser something that's in his rishus for a time that it's no longer in his rishus. So now we have to be able to address this. So the Gemara says, regarding the second question, Shani Hacha, this Mishnah that we just brought, it's different. Why? Because the father said straight out, I'm assuring it in my lifetime and when I die. You know when everybody agrees you could assur something that's in your rishus for a time that's not in your rishus? When you explicitly say that you're assuring it for a time that's not in your rishus. But if you don't say explicitly, I'm in the non-Shemitah year, that you're assuring it for Shemitah, then it's not conclusive that you could assur something that's not in your rishus. Let's look in the Ran. Umahadrinon shani hocha de karmelay bechayiv of a meisay. V'hashda nachtinon darga mimay desfir lan meikara. We're now moving down just a little bit from what we held originally. Davasfir lan ad hashda we held until now. Then in the world where Yechid HaMeish Lakish there's no Lashon that will aser something after it leaves Yerushas. Because it's like you're asering the Nechasim of your friend on your friend. It's not yours. Now we're acknowledging, we're conceding, if you enunciate it, you could ask her, had this been the only question, you could have said, it's true that when you enunciate it, you could ask her. Nevertheless, when you say these nechasim, lay mashma ela oidan b'shusai, it's only mashma while it's in Yerushus. Meaning, we're still left with the first question. Regarding the question, does anybody say that you can't aser something that's not, that does anybody say that you can't aser something that's in Yerushus for a time that it's no longer in Yerushus? The answer is, yeah. There are people who say that, namely Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Mishnah here says that everybody agrees you could aser something now when it's in Yerushus for a time that it's not in Yerushus. That's because you said so explicitly. But we still have the first question. Look down in the Ran, the second to last narrow line, before the very wide lines begin. Ela da'akati loy nichalan, but it's still difficult. The mikal makam kasha kosha kamaisa. We still have the first question. The im isa the svir lehachil Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. If Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said that if you don't enunciate it, you cannot ask her something that's in your rishus for a time that's not in your rishus, then they should have said so even by nechasim elo. Havaluhu la'aflugia nichse elo behedya. They should have explicitly stated their opinion by Nechasim Elo. Okay. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Mikal Makam Kasha. We're still left with the first question. Says the Gemara, Ela ben Nechasim Elo Kuleyama Loi Pligi. If you say these Nechasim, everybody agrees, nobody argues that if you say these Nechasim, it would be usher later. You could usher now something that's not in your shus. If you say nechasim elu, then everybody agrees that you're ushering it for later. After all, a person's allowed to aser something that's currently in his rishus for a time that's not in his rishus. So everyone would agree if you say nechasim elu, you could aser. What do they argue about? What do they argue about? Says the Gemara, Ela b'nechasim elu kuleyam aloi pligi. Ki pligi, when do they argue? B'nechasai. They argue if you say my nechasim. Rav and Shmuel say, look, right now they're in Yerushas, so you could answer it for a time that it's not in Yerushas. Rav and Shmuel Sabri, lo ishna nechasim elu, lo ishna nechasai. It doesn't matter if you say these nechasim, it doesn't matter if it's my nechasim. Adam oisar, a person could answer it, even if you say my nechasim. Person can ask Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri, no, Nechasim Adam Oisar. If a person said these Nechasim, then you aser it for later. It's only, you know, when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish say you don't aser something that's not in your Rishus, if you say my possessions. Because if you say my possessions, they're no longer your possessions. If you say these possessions, you mean it should be usher always, even when it's not in your rishus, because you didn't make it contingent on it being in your rishus. However, that is the opinion of That is the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Ella, okay, the Ran is the first wide line. Mahadrinan, we answer, Ella bin Chasim, Elu loy pligi. When you say these nechasim, they don't argue. Vaday adam oyser, person could ask for something for when it's no longer in his rishus. Ki pligi bin nechasai, Duravish mo savri, afil nechasai adam oyser. Vichi amru Elu, why did Rav and Shmuel Dafka say their statement by nechasai Elu? We pointed out that's not necessarily our girsa, but the Bach changes it to that. When Rav and Shmuel said their din by nechasim elu, it's lav davka, de pshita lehu de chol hecha de amar nechasai. It's obvious to them that even if they would say nechasai afilu ki amar, ein dinoy ela an nechasai. One more time, v'chi amru elu lav davka. When they said elu lav davka, the pshita lehu, the chalhecha the amar nechasai. Whenever you say nechasai, afilu ki amar elu, ein dinoi ela anechasai. The focus is on my nechasim, v'afilu achi adam oisar. And nevertheless, a person is answering it. Im yishum de nechasai nami l'oil mashma, either because the words nechasai is mashma forever. He means that which is currently mine. Or because the kivan de chayla alayu isura, once the isur is chal, sulay paka, it doesn't go off. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish Savri, no, dafka anechasim elu adam oyser. Only if you say these nechasim, avon nechasai ein adam oyser. Now, then the Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, because the Mishnah says that the Isser continues even during Shemitah. Would Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree to that? Yeah, the Mishnah will be talking about Nechasim Elu. The Hashta Asas Masnis and Shapit, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Kedi Isa, L'Rav Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, Ben Nechasim Elu Mukmila. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would say it's talking about Nechasim Elu. And there's a chiddush in the Reisha. The Reisha Rabusa Kamash Malan. The Reisha is teaching me a chiddush. The Afal Pishi Higia Shvius. Even though Shemitah came, Eino Yored. He can't go down. Veino Oichal. The Adam Oisa Davar Shav Reshusai. L'chshayatzim Reshusai. The Seifa. The chiddush is Rabusa Kamash Malan. That if you made the nether during Shemitah and the Mishvius nether, Ein Yored L'toch Sadeu. And when were Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish? When did they say the halacha that you cannot aser? V'chi kamri Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish nechasai alecha lav demukmila lemasnisim benechasai ella l'rav u'shmuel kamahadri. When Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish said their halacha by nechasai, it's not aser. It's not to say the Mishnah is talking about nechasai. The Mishnah is not talking about nechasai. The Mishnah is talking about nechasim elu. They're just responding to Rav and Shmuel. Ela l'Rav and Shmuel kamahadri v'achi kamalhu. Ibn nechasai ari. If you're going to say we're talking about nechasai, Tana, loy havatani hachi. The Mishnah would not have taught this. Ela hachi havadina. It would be a different halacha. Delefnei shvius ein yared v'oichel. Before Shemitah, you can't go down. Uchshigia shvius oichel. And if that would be the case, if the Mishnah would be talking about Nechasai, then the Mishnah is not teaching anything. So the Mishnah must be talking about Nechasim Elu. And it's saying that it's chal even when it leaves Yerushas. Elavadim asnisin ba'oimar Nechasim Elu, Mishim hachi, nadra chal, afil achashigia shviyas. Now back to the Gemara, because the Gemara is going to challenge us. you could underline in the Ran where he says umakshinan, because that's where we're up to now in the Gemara. Vekti Gemara umiika lamanda amar loishna nechasim elu v'loishna nechasai. Does anyone say there's no difference between nechasim elu and nechasai? Meaning we're saying that Rav and Shmuel, they say that if you say nechasim elu, it is aser even when Shemitah comes. And if you say nechasai, it's aser even when Shemitah comes. We're saying they don't make a difference. Right? This approach is saying that that according to Rav and Shmuel, there's no difference between nechasim elu and nechasai. Vatnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Ha'imar l'chaveiro, someone who says to his friend, Koinam l'soich beischa shani nechnas, I aser entering your house, I put an iser koinam on me entering your house, sadcha shani lekech, I put an iser koinam on your field that I'm buying, mace, so I'm not allowed to go into your house, I'm not allowed to go into your field, mace, if you die, you sell to someone else, mutter, I could go into the field. I could go into the house because I asered your house, your field. But lebayis zeh shani nechnas, if I asered this house that I'm entering, sadazu, this field, shani lokech, so whether you die or not, it's still this house and this field, meis o yishmach l'achar aser. So the Mishnah clearly is differentiating between yours and this. Your house, it's going to become mutter after you die. This house, it will be usher even after you die. So that means everybody agrees there's a difference between when you spell out that the nether is yours or you if just this item. If that's the case, shouldn't Rav and Shmuel, why would they say that just like nechasim elu are usher even when Shemitah comes, nechasai, my nechasim are usher. If I say I'm asking my nechasim to you, it's still usher when Shemitah comes, but at that point, it's not my nechasim anymore. Shouldn't everyone make that distinction? So, let's look in the Ran. Umakshinan, di'i efshir d'leim Rav Shmuel da'afil ki'amr nechasai l'tzru nechasim afil achar shi'atzim r'shusai. It's impossible to say that Rav and Shmuel say, even when you say nechasai, it's usher even after it left his rishus. Afilu gabe noider tnan. We learned even by someone who made an eder. Dechi ka'amar lebeischa. When I say your house, loy mashma ella kol oid shehe shalai. It's only mashma so long as it's yours. Avaloy la'achar shemacher, but not after you sell it. Bekoshikin gabe madir. Certainly by a neder. Certainly, in other words, when even someone who made a neder, if he says your house, it's only as long as it's yours. Certainly, in our case, where it's not the noider who said this, but it was the one who was madir. In other words, he says nechasai. Alecha, it's mashma only when it's in his rishus. So in other words, nobody would say that there's no distinction between nechasai and nechasim elu. So, says the Gemara, that really there's no machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. They're talking about different cases. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, who say that it's not usher after when Shemitah comes, that's because it's nechasai. They're talking about nechasai, so therefore the iser doesn't continue. Rav and Shmuel, who say the iser does continue, are talking about nechasim elu. So there's actually no machlokes. They're talking about two different cases. Look in the Ran. Umadrinan ela ki amri Rabbi Yochanan Shlakish ben Nechasai v'Rav Shmuel ben Nechasim elu v'loy pligi klamer the Rav Shmuel mukmila l'masnisin. Rav and Shmuel would say the Mishnah is talking about a case, but oyser nechasai. You're saying nechasai, but since you said Elu, even though you said Nechasai, it's like you said Nechasim Elu, Va'asiri afil achshe giyashvius, and therefore it's also even when Shemitah comes. And the Reish is teaching me a chiddush that since it's talking about Nechasim Elu, it would be Asr even when Shemitah comes. And actually, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish would also say the Mishnah is talking about that case where you send Nechasim Elu, and that's why it continues. But what are Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish saying then? V'hachi kamar, like Tesek Adaitin, the Masnis Niktani, the Afil Hagia Shvias, Eino Yard, Ve'eino Oichal, Betukma Afilo B'Nechasai. Don't think that the Mishnah that says even when Shemitah comes, you can't go be yored into his field and you can't eat. Don't think that would apply even if, not only if you said Nechasim Elo, even by Nechasai. The time of Mishum, the Kivan, the Nachas Behu, Isura, Sulai Paka. Don't say the reason is once the Isra was Chal, it doesn't leave. Dilema, Ela Kolhecha Doloi Amar Ela Nechasai. Loi mitzri elaki isnu bershuse. The less, that's not true. But rather, as long as you didn't say only nechasai, if you said nechasai, it's only going to be aser ki isnu bershuse. Aval higia shvius, once Shemitah comes, oichem en anoitois, you're allowed to eat from the hanging fruit, the pakale isra, the isra's is vanishes. The Mishnah that says it continues during Shemitah is talking about Nechasa Elu. Even though you could technically learn out that din from the Mishnah that says the Omer lechavero koinam lebeischa shani nichnas, and that there's a difference between Nechasim Elu and Nechasai, namely, we should be able to learn out from there that if I say Lebeischa, that it's not Chal after you die. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Masnisa Frusha Verura. Rabbi Yochanan still made the statement on the Mishnah to explain it. Delay Nitiba, so you don't make a mistake. Mishim Destam Mudar Hana Mechavera B'Nechasai Mashma. Usually when somebody makes a neder, they do say nechasai. So you would think the Mishnah, it was referring to even a case of nechasai. Kedetanan lekamon, hamudar hano mechaveroi, noisein la'achar l'shem atana, v'halo muterba. If you make a neder against your friend, you could give it to someone else's matana, and the next guy's muter. And if the case is where you said nechasam elu, then the other guy is not muter. So the bottom line is, there's no real machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Everybody agrees if you say Nechasim Elu, and you said that before Shemitah, it would continue during Shemitah. Everyone agrees if you say Nechasai, it does not continue during Shemitah. The Mishnah is talking about where you said Nechasim Elu, and Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish just explained if you would have said Nechasai, it would not continue during Shemitah. Next part, next. The Mishnah said, "Uveshvius ein yar l'tach sadeh." If you made the neder in Shemitah, asering your friend the hana, he can't go down into your field. Why? But you don't own the field. Why can't he go down into the field? You don't own it. You don't own it. So the Gemara says, "Ma'ishna da'oicham en anoitais." Why if you made the neder during Shemitah, he's allowed to eat the hanging fruit because you can't aser the hanging fruit, the fruit that hangs over the fence, because it's hefker, the hefker inon. The fruit is hefker. Well, the land is also hefker, so how do you prevent the guy from going into your field? Aranami hefkara. The land is also hefker. So Gemara says, Amar Ula, Ba'imdin ilanois al hagvulem. It's talking about the tree is on the border. Meaning, granted, to go eat the fruits in the middle of the field, he is allowed to go in because the field is hefker. But the field is only hefker to allow someone to eat the fruits. But if someone could eat the fruits without going into the field is not hefker. It's not just unilaterally hefker. It's hefker to be able to eat the fruits. So fruits that can be eaten without going into the field, you can't go into the field. Look in the Ran. Ara nami rachmana afgarei kolayim ralul kitas haperes, to gather the fruits. V'lam lo yard l'toichalul kaperesa. Why can't he enter the field to gather the fruits? Says Gemara. Amarula, says Ran. Amarula ba'imdim ilanis al gvulin. Ena chanami. The lokot ilanis of emsa sada, to gather fruits and roll the field. Mutter leirad l'sach, you'll have to go into it. Ava lokot ilanis ha'imdim al gvulin, to gather fruits on the border, you can't go in. The Torah is only mafker, the ara, to gather the fruits. So whatever you're allowed to, so for those fruits, you can't go in. The rachman olay afker la'ara ela lokot perasel, kach kivan she'ilonis halo yachal lokot oysam, lo yered, you can't go into the field for that. So you're allowed to eat the noitos because it's hefker. But the land, you can't go in. We're talking about going into the land of fruits that are on the border. So just take them without going into the land. Land is only hefker during Shemitah to be able to collect the fruits. If you collect the fruits without going to land, the land is not hefker. So according to Ula, Eina Chanami, you're allowed to go into the field to collect the fruits in the middle of the field. Reb Shimon ben Eliakim amar gzeira shem yisha ba'amida. Reb Shimon Eliakim says, you can't even go to collect the fruits in the middle of the field. Why? Because even though you're allowed to, because the land is hefker, we're geyser, that you may stay there. We're afraid you might stay there. Now, even though earlier, by the way, the Ran points out, by a choyla, Shmuel was not goyzer, only by sitting. But you're allowed to stand. That's because since you're not allowed to sit, the isser of sitting is a reminder that you don't come to stand too long. But here, the derech is to stand. We can't let you stand at all. Okay. And now we do the next Mishnah. Hamudar hana mechaveray. If someone is usher to get hana from his friend. Let's say someone is not to get hana from his friend. So the halacha is lo yashilenu. I'm not to get hana from you. I can't lend you anything. Now that's hard to understand. You're allowed to get hana from me. No, if I'm not allowed to get hana from you, I can't lend you anything. V'lo yishal mimenu, I can't borrow anything. Lo yalvenu, if I can't get hana from you, I can't lend you money. V'lo yalvenu, I can't borrow money. If I can't get hana from you, v'lo yimkar loy, I can't sell to you. We have to understand, why can't I sell to you? I'm giving you hana. V'lo yikach mimenu, I can't buy. Says the Ran, lo yashilenu, mudar lamader uv gemara mafarish tani. We'll explain why can I lend to you. V'lo yishal mimai, I can't borrow, mudar mimader, da misani mimai, I'm getting hana. She'ela shaycha b'mida dahadar b'ena. She'ela applies by something that you return as is, k'behema b'kelem. Hava is something that you spend, like money, b'midi lo yahadar b'ena, k'avas mais. Okay, and Bez Hashem, we'll pick it up next week on Daf Mem Gimel. Please join us tomorrow night, 8:30. We have amazing shir. Tomorrow night's shir is the topic of Bitachon. Very powerful topic. Okay, have a good night, everyone. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.